Adult ADHD. Mira was 34 years old, a capable professional, a caring daughter, and a devoted mother of two. From the outside, her life looked well put together. Inside her mind, however, it often felt like 20 browser tabs were open at the same time, each one demanding attention. Her morning started with good intentions. She would wake up early, determined to follow a routine. But while brushing her teeth, she would suddenly remember an unanswered email from work. Halfway through making breakfast, her phone would buzz, pulling her attention away. By the time she stepped out of the house, she often felt rushed, overwhelmed, and strangely exhausted, even though the day had barely begun. At work, Mira struggled in ways that were hard to explain to others. She was intelligent and creative, often coming up with innovative ideas during meetings, but she found it difficult to organize tasks, meet deadlines, or stay focused during long discussions. She would start one task enthusiastically, only to abandon it midway when another thought felt more urgent. Her desk was cluttered with half-finished notes, sticky reminders, and to-do lists that never seemed to get completed. Colleagues sometimes misunderstood her. "You just need to be more disciplined," they said. Mira tried. She really did. She worked longer hours than most, not because she was slow, but because distractions and mental restlessness made simple tasks take twice the effort. Mistakes, forgotten appointments, and last-minute rushes slowly chipped away at her confidence. At home, the challenges continued. Mira loved her family deeply, but she often felt guilty. She interrupted conversations without meaning to, forgot important dates, and struggled to sit through her children's school events without her mind wandering. Her emotions felt intense and unpredictable. Small frustrations could lead to sudden anger, while minor criticism felt deeply painful. At night, when the house was quiet, her thoughts raced, replaying the day's mistakes and worrying about tomorrow. For years, Mira believed she was lazy and careless. It was only when a friend gently suggested she speak to a mental health professional that things began to make sense. After a detailed evaluation, Mira was diagnosed with Adult Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD. The diagnosis was not a label, it was a relief. For the first time, Mira understood that her struggles were not due to lack of effort or willpower. With professional guidance, she began treatment that included psychoeducation, structured strategies, therapy, and medication. She learned practical skills to manage time, organize tasks, regulate emotions, and reduce overwhelm. Life did not become perfect overnight, but it became kinder. Mira learned to work with her brain rather than constantly fighting it. She started recognizing her strengths, creativity, empathy, energy, and resilience alongside her challenges. When people hear the term ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, they often think of children who are restless, noisy, or unable to sit still in school. What many do not realize is that ADHD frequently continues into adulthood. In fact, many adults live with ADHD for years without knowing it. Adult ADHD is real, common, and treatable. With the right understanding and support, individuals with ADHD can lead productive, fulfilling, and successful lives. What is adult ADHD? Adult ADHD is a neurodevelopmental condition that affects how a person pays attention, controls impulses, manages time, and regulates activity levels. The brain processes information differently, especially in areas responsible for focus, planning, and self-control. ADHD does not mean low intelligence, laziness, or lack of effort. Many adults with ADHD are intelligent, creative, and capable, but they struggle with organization, consistency, and follow-through. How common is adult ADHD? Adult ADHD is more common than most people think. Many children with ADHD continue to have symptoms as adults. Some people are diagnosed for the first time in adulthood. Others were never recognized as children, especially if they were quiet, daydreamy, or academically average women, in particular, are often underdiagnosed because their symptoms may be less disruptive and more internal. Common symptoms of adult ADHD. Adult ADHD symptoms can look very different from childhood ADHD, Hyperactivity may reduce, but problems with attention, organization, and emotional control often remain. Difficulty paying attention. Adults with ADHD may get easily distracted. Struggle to focus on boring or repetitive tasks. Have trouble following long conversations. Miss important details. Start tasks but not finish them. They may describe their mind as always jumping or never quiet. Poor organization and time management. This is one of the most challenging aspects of adult ADHD. Common difficulties include frequently running late, missing deadlines, forgetting appointments, losing important items like keys, phones, or documents, difficulty planning and prioritizing tasks. Even simple daily routines can feel overwhelming. Impulsivity. Impulsivity in adults may appear as speaking without thinking, interrupting others, making quick decisions without considering consequences. Impulsive spending, changing jobs or relationships suddenly. This can sometimes lead to regret or conflict. Restlessness and inner tension. Instead of visible hyperactivity, adults may experience inner restlessness. Feeling unable to relax, constant need to stay busy. Difficulty sitting through meetings or long events, they may feel driven by a motor internally. Emotional difficulties. Many adults with ADHD struggle with emotions, quick frustration, irritability, mood swings, feeling overwhelmed easily, sensitivity to criticism or rejection. These emotional reactions are often misunderstood by others. Adult ADHD and daily life. Adult ADHD can affect many areas of life if left unrecognized. Work and career. At work, adults with ADHD may underperform despite ability, struggle with paperwork and deadlines, have difficulty with long meetings, feel stressed in structured environments. At the same time, many excel in creative, fast-paced, or problem-solving roles. Relationships. In relationships, ADHD can lead to forgetting important dates or commitments, appearing inattentive or unreliable, miscommunication, emotional outbursts. Partners may misinterpret symptoms as a lack of care, which can strain relationships. Self-esteem. Because symptoms are often misunderstood, many adults with ADHD grow up hearing, "You're lazy. You don't try hard enough. You're careless." Over time, this can lead to low self-confidence, guilt, and self-doubt, even though the problem lies in brain functioning, not character. Adult ADHD and other conditions. Adult ADHD often exists alongside other mental health concerns, such as anxiety disorders, depression, substance use problems, sleep disorders. Sometimes these conditions are treated first, while ADHD remains undiagnosed underneath. How is adult ADHD diagnosed? There is no single test for ADHD. Diagnosis involves a detailed clinical interview. Understanding childhood history, evaluating current symptoms, ruling out other medical or psychological causes. A mental health professional looks at how symptoms affect daily functioning, not just whether they exist. Treatment options for adult ADHD. Adult ADHD is highly treatable. Most people improve significantly with proper care. Medications can help improve attention, reduce impulsivity, improve emotional control, increase productivity. When prescribed and monitored correctly, they are safe and effective. Psychotherapy and counseling. Therapy can help adults develop organization and planning skills, improve time management, manage emotions and stress, build self-confidence, address relationship difficulties. Cognitive behavioral strategies are especially helpful. Lifestyle strategies. Small changes can make a big difference. Using planners, reminders, and apps, breaking tasks into smaller steps, creating structured routines, prioritizing sleep, exercise, and nutrition, reducing distractions in the environment, support from family, and workplace adjustments also play an important role. Strengths of adults with ADHD. ADHD is not only about difficulties. Many adults with ADHD have unique strengths, such as creativity and imagination, high energy and enthusiasm, ability to think outside the box, strong problem-solving skills, passion and resilience. with understanding and support, these strengths can truly shine. When should you seek help? You should consider professional help if symptoms interfere with work or relationships. You feel constantly overwhelmed. You have tried harder but still struggle. You feel frustrated or misunderstood. Seeking help is not a sign of weakness. It is a step toward clarity and growth. Conclusion: adult ADHD is not a personal failure. It is a brain-based condition that affects how attention, emotions, and behavior are managed. Many adults spend years blaming themselves for struggles that have a medical explanation. With accurate diagnosis, appropriate treatment, and supportive strategies, adults with ADHD can experience better focus, improved relationships, increased confidence, and a higher quality of life. Further reading 1. Neurodevelopmental disorders. Common myths. HTTPS. Mental health with also. Neurodevelopmental disorders. Common myths. 2. Language disorders in children. HTTPS. Mental health with also. Language disorder in children. 3. Occupation therapy for autism. Spectrum disorder. HTTPS. Mental health with also. Occupational therapy for autism spectrum disorder. ASD 4. Excessive screen time. Consequences. HTTPS. Mental health with also. Excessive screen time. Consequences 5. Spotting autism spectrum disorder. Early. What to look for. HTTPS. Mental health with also. Spotting autism spectrum disorder. ASD early. What to look for. 6. Learning disability made easy. HTTPS. Mental health with also. Learning disability made easy. 7. Symptoms of ADHD in children. HTTPS. Mental health with also. Symptoms of ADHD in children. 8. Excessive screen time causes. HTTPS. Mental health with also. Excessive screen time causes. 9. Early identification of mental health concerns in children. Early identification of mental health concerns in children.